Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344. 499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. There is nothing in the papers today. I've got a story about Santa, I've got a story about vegans, and I've got a story about Spy. That's it. That's all we've got. Here's my problem with vegans, and I do have a problem with vegans. And this, it was clarified. I read the first paragraph of an article by the man with the beard, not Father Christmas, married to Victoria Corrin. What's his name?
Has he got a beard now?
Yeah, he's had a beard for ages.
David Mitchell.
I read the first paragraph and I thought, oh yeah, I'm not going to read the rest because you bore me. But, a point taken. Here's my problem with vegans. All right? You ready for this? This is Zinger. So this is my beef with vegans.
I think I know what it is.
What?
They're right.
Yeah, they're right. Vegans are right. That's my problem with them. They're right.
But
that's the only problem I got with them, is that they're right. Of course it is beneath us as a species to stun sheep and put a bolt through their head just so we get a nice bit of lamb. And I love lamb. Lamb is the meat. Lamb was the one. Everyone says, I was a vegetarian for 26 years, 27 years. Did you miss bacon? No. I missed lamb. I missed roasted lamb. That was the one. Now I like pulled pork. We didn't have pulled pork in the 80s when I went vegetarian. Pulled pork hadn't been invented. Now pulled pork is the best with lamb. Can you pull lamb?
I bet you can pull anything.
I want pulled lamb. Can someone do some pulled lamb for me? But it is beneath us as a species to intensively farm animals and stun them and put bolts through their heads, or if you're a Muslim or if you're Jewish, slit their throats. I don't think there's much difference between a bolt and the slitting of the throat. I don't think there's that much difference. It's beneath us as a species to rip baby animals away from their mums. There you go. Yeah, we got you. It's a big Jeff, isn't it?
Or attach probes to animals' teat so we can suck them dry.
Well, you take the young away from them, so you have their little baby, and then within a few hours, they're off in another thing. Merry Christmas, by the way, guys. They're off in another field or another shed away from their mums. That isn't right. Yeah, to attach, you know, electronic sucking machine to their teats. But that's not all, because then they're pumped full of chemicals so that they think they've constantly just given birth. Because you know what? Cows don't produce milk all the time unless we tell them to produce milk all the time. You know, to all of it is... Milk is cruel. Here's the thing. Milk is cruel. Everyone goes, well, there's a whole vegan thing around milk. That's crazy. How is milk cruel? Because we pump cows full of crap and we attach these painful machines to them and they're there for hours and it's horrendous. So my problem with vegans is they're right. There is no argument to it. Phone up, right, and argue that vegans are wrong. You can't do it. Your argument will be senseless. I'm experiencing huge cognitive dissonance, phrase I only learned in the last few weeks, and I'm going to keep on. I only learned what it meant in the last few weeks. I'm going to keep on using it. Where your brain is holding two ideas, where it's wrong to use animals and their product, their byproducts, for food, but I really like lamb and pulled pork. I love it. And, you know, so I was a vegetarian for 26 years, and vegetarianism, it don't work. It's still leather and milk and cheese and eggs and all of that. Still, I remember as a kid, we were about six and my sister was about nine, and we rented a caravan on a farm in probably Cornwall, I think it was. And it was nice, really nice little caravan on a farm. And one day the farmer came and said, "Do you want to come and see the chickens?" Me and my sister were like, "Whoa, yes, man! Of course we want to go and see the chickens." So we followed him, And he took us to this massive metal building and he slid open the door and it was a battery farm. It was a battery farm. They were battery hens. And me and my sister were like, oh my God, this is horrible. And like proper old fashioned 1969 battery farm with them in tiny little... The noise, the stink, every... And me and my sister were like, no, this is not right.
So you were expecting like the Tom and Jerry hen house, yes, where they're all like in their knitting and stuff.
Oh, it was horrible. And you know that free range hens, they'd still live in cages. Free range hens, they have to go and walk on grass for like an hour a day or something. Free range is not them like running around in a field.
So they get an exercise yard.
Have I someone phone in and let me know? The phones are dead, by the way, probably because we're going on an anti-meat rant. Someone phone in and let me know about free range hens. It's right that they can still. Is it free range or barn? I think it's free range. They can still be in cages for a significant part of the day. I think I've got that right. If there's any poultry experts out there, 0344 499 1000. So, me and Kath, we're kind of on a compromise at the moment. We're vegetarian pretty much 5 days a week. Is this week four, I think? Maybe week five? Something like that. We've done it. I think it's 4 or 5 weeks.
I'm assuming I feel better.
Yeah. And neither of us particularly fancy meat, and it's not pigging out on meat at the weekend.
We've had the choice of having meat, haven't we, recently? And we decided against it. Don't know what I'd do, though, if I gave up cheese.
Cheese is the thing. It would be difficult. Cheese and milk, they're a staple.
I can do that milk.
You don't like milk, do you? You're allergic to it. The thing is, these vegans are right. And we don't, we don't take the pee out of vegans on this show anyway. We certainly haven't done as far as this series is concerned, the talk radio run. I probably have done in the past, I'm sure. But it's an obvious, easy thing to laugh at vegans and poke fun at them all. And we don't do that. But I think you guys are right. I don't want to become a vegan. At the moment, I can live with the contradiction that exists in my lobes and my mental spheres. I can live with that. But, it doesn't sit comfortably with me. It's all bad. I'm a little bit umming and ahhing tonight because it's day two of not taking a pill. And it's just kind of hit me. About an hour before we came in, it just kind of hit me. And my brain feels a little bit... My brain feels like it's made of cotton wool. And my mouth feels very dry. And I'm struggling... Let me explain for those who are not regular listeners to the show. So I'm coming off these antidepressants that I've been on for years, and I came off one set, the mirtazapine. They were great, man. They would just make you sleep. You take one and you slept. That's how I got through the jungle.
By the way, before we start getting tweets and texts...
Oh, screw those losers.
It's under the doctor's supervision.
Screw them. Let them make up their... Let them fill their,
they,
fill their
they
own
write
blanks
it
in.
Anyway.
Yeah, good. Let them fill their own blanks in. Who cares what those idiots think? That's how I got through the jungle, was mirtazapine. Because at night, you'd go to the thing, you'd say, could I have my meds, please? And they'd say, come back, we'll call you back in 10 minutes. Would Ian please come to the jungle room, whatever it's called, jungle room. And then you give you your meds. And as I walked away, I would just pop that in my mouth and know that within 15 minutes, I was going to be asleep. I was going to be out of it. And it worked every night. Beautiful. That's how you get through the jungle, drugs. So I came off those. I don't know when I even came off those, 8 months ago, something like that. And I'm trying to come off this Effexor, this venlafaxine. And it's tough. And I'm now down to 75 milligrams either once every other day or once every third day. And so I had one. What day is it today? Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah.
I had one Sunday then. And I might ask you to go to my car and I'm going to tell you where my stash is, my stash of drugs. And I might ask you to get me one. In fact, I'm going to ask you to get me one. But we can do it in a little bit. There's no rush. But that's why I'm a little bit slurry tonight. And a little bit umming and ahhing and jumping about. Now, that could mean one of several things. It could mean it's going to be an awful, awful show. Or could mean it's going to be an absolute blinder. Could mean it's going to be an absolute blinder. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Is my...
Yeah.
There it is. It's there. I can't hear anything. Mark, are you a vegan? You come on, turn your mic on. Are you a vegan?
Well, I was for about seven or eight months.
Right.
And it was amazing.
Because I saw you nodding as we were kind of talking about it a little bit. That's what made me think.
No, I agree. I think it's cruel. It's really cruel. You watch these documentaries on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really. I'll never watch a documentary on Netflix. But so you were 7 or 8 months, and then what happened?
I really fancied a steak.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it? It tastes so good. This thing, it tastes so good. There's not denying it. It tastes really good. First thing I had properly when I stopped being a vegetarian was a steak. I'd never had a steak. And I was sucking it. Sucking the juice off this steak. It was incredible. So you're a meat eater now?
Yeah, yeah. I want to go back to it, though, you know? I want to get back.
Thank you, Mark. Mark's Sam for tonight and this week, and he's taking the calls. If you call in, you'll speak to him. There is that kind of thing. I don't think I could... No, I could do it. Of course I could do it. We can do anything we want. We can achieve anything we want to achieve.
I've been really pleasantly surprised doing this kind of vegetarian during the week thing. And we didn't say that we were going to do 5 days, first of all. We said we'd manage a couple of days.
Meatfreemondays.com. You can do it right now, please.
But I started to experiment. BBC Good Food website, it's got some brilliant recipes. Yeah. And actually, they've been bangers, haven't they?
When I first started vegetarian, the only vegetarian restaurant was Cranks in London. There was one just off Carnaby Street, and it wasn't very nice. I mean, this is 30 years ago. It wasn't very nice. It was all very dry and brown. Everything was brown. But I don't know. I just don't know. Let's go to Paul. Good evening, Paul.
Hello. About vegans.
Go on, Paul. You spit it out.
Is it right? Is it all right for them to eat vegetables?
Sorry?
That's the point, because...
That's a stupid point.
It's not.
It's a dumb, stupid point, and you know it's a dumb, stupid point.
It's not stupid, honestly.
It is. You're phoning up to say, compare eating vegetables with eating animals. You're stupid. You're an idiot.
No.
Yes, you are. You're an idiot.
No.
Let's hear your point, and it's going to make you sound and look like an idiot. Away you go. Because you think you're being clever and funny. You're not. You're being a dick. Go.
I'm not being clever and funny. I'm not.
I know you're not.
Because the point is, let me remember my point. If you don't eat anything, you'd be all right. You'd have to eat it through breath. You see, now vegans...
You'd have to eat it through breath?
Yeah, you can't...
Yeah, I've just run that sentence through the computer and it's come back as bullshine.
I'm all mixed up in my head now. I'm all mixed up in my head. I'm sorry, it sounds stupid.
Yes.
And it was in my head, but then it's made me... You'll make me sound stupid, I know, but I didn't mean it.
I'm not making you sound stupid.
I know, yeah.
You're doing that, you're well.
I'm sorry, I'm doing that myself. Yeah, probably.
Paul, what's... Paul, you're trying to tell me that I like you, Paul. You sound like a nice man, but you're an idiot. You're trying to tell me that eating vegetables is as bad as killing animals. Well, that's not true. Yeah, when did a leek have a baby?
Oh, they do, though.
No.
They do, though.
No,
let Paul... Paul's put this ridiculous stall up. Let him try and sell his goods.
Yeah, because I saw a very thin person... When I was sat in the bank, and she walked out to the door of the bank, and she was so thin, I thought she hadn't eaten anything at all. Now, some people, even Jesus says, it's all right to eat meat and anything.
Well, it doesn't matter. Well, Jesus, as we know, is a great fairy story, and I appreciate it, and I think it's a really well-written little story, but it's a story.
That's an example.
Okay, please do.
If you don't eat...
You almost convinced me, by the way, Paul. You're winning me round. I didn't think you would.
If you don't eat meat, right?
Yes.
Yeah? What are you going to eat? You have to eat, like the vegetarians say, vegetables.
Correct, yes. Yes.
Like
vegetables, yes. We know what vegetables are.
Not toadstools. You can't eat toadstools.
Mushrooms.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of various other things, right?
Okay. Yes.
And you mustn't. It's gone from my mind. I can't remember it now.
Should we take another call then? Come back to you.
No. I'm perfectly happy to carry on.
Okay. Well, I just wonder if anything is going to come out of this, because so far you've been on for five minutes and you've said something about a thin person at a bank.
Oh, but we have laughed, haven't we?
Well, he's laughed. Now he's crying.
I didn't mean to confuse.
Get to the point, Paul! Oh, God. Give me the strength.
Is everyone coming off medication tonight?
Paul! Oh, God. Shall we start again? No, I bet it didn't. So your argument is that Jesus saw a thin person in a bank who ate a vegetable.
Pardon?
Are you saying that
the vegetarian, the vegetables they eat alive?
So this is the point I knew you were going to get to when you 10 minutes ago.
The vegetables themselves are alive. Yes,
but vegetables do not.
The vegetables
are not sentient beings that feel pain.
Well, Prince Charles think they are.
Prince Charles is a bell.
What about a tree? Does that feel pain when you chop it down?
Do you eat trees, Paul?
Is that happy?
Are you eating?
Is it a happy tree?
Are you eating trees now?
Pardon? What's a tree? You can get apples from a tree, and you pull the apples off, and you've killed them. You've separated them from their parents.
The apple drops them. I mean,
you're a fanny.
The apple is a very bad mother.
Paul, I got a message for you from George Galloway.
You're a fanny.
A what?
Baby, baby, baby!
No, hang on.
You're a fanny.
A fanny?
You're a fanny.
Funny. Yes, very good. Very
you're
good.
A fanny.
Well done. Pardon?
You're a fanny.
A pardon? What?
Am I talking to myself here? What are you beefing
I've
on about?
I've got a willy.
Oh, dear.
Thanks very much for your call, Paul. That's great, great news. Paul has got a willy. 034. That was a great conclusion to a very, very strange phone call. 03. I knew that was going to be his argument. It took us 10 minutes to get there, and we went all via a bank with a slim person in it, eating a vegetable, and Jesus,
mm-hmm. and apple trees dropping their babies.
03444991000. This is Talk Radio,
the radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
They could be dreaming and meeting each other in their dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
03444991000. By the way, we finished the show last night and we ended with Paul Ross in the studio and miserable Keith on the line who phones up and ruins films, just spoils the ends of films. So I'm listening to Paul on the way home. Keith comes on and ruins the end of Taxi. I don't want to spoil... I can't do his accent. I don't want to spoil the end of Taxi Driver, but it gets very violent at the end and he changes his ways. Oh. And I think, why... Just stop telling... Why are you even saying that? Keith, we're going to be doing... I'm going to say it. Keith is my least favourite caller.
Oh, no, I've got Leaster.
Oh, go on, who? Let's say it. Let's just do it. Let's just get it out there.
That horrible John that we don't talk to anymore.
Oh, is it, ignore the banned ones.
All right. Ones that we let on. I find Paul in Stoke Poge is a buzzkill.
He
was on this week.
I know. How did that happen?
You let him on.
Mark let him on.
There are a few.
Okay.
You know.
I do know. And here's Alistair.
Hello there.
Hello hey. There, Alistair. Season's blessings to you.
And to yourselves, Ian and Kath. I need your advice.
Okay, I would say double bag it.
What?
I had a really sort of strange experience today.
Okay. Were you sober?
Oh, don't be
mean. Come on. He takes it as it comes.
I do.
It's a joke meant with love, brother. You know that. You know that. We can joke with him when he's sober. When he's drunk, we can't. That's the deal that we've made with the devil.
Anyway, the next neighbour of mine has been up to see me a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
Because when he left, we kind of exchanged mobile numbers because he'd helped me out a couple of times with putting a gate on my garden at the back and this, that and the other. And he was generally a nice sort of person.
Yeah.
But and now he's gone, as I say, he lives about an hour away now. The first time he came up a couple of weeks ago, he was, because he'd been previously married for about 20 years until his partner sadly died, a lady.
And he hasn't. I know where this is going.
He's had no luck since on the sort of dating or anything with the ladies.
With the ladies?
He's kind of.
He's broadening his horizon, shall we say.
Yes, he is.
Is he?
Yes. So he met this bloke in a calf.
Beautiful.
And they are sort of, just getting to know each other as friends, and it all sounds very good, and we spoke about it. And I said, well, that's great.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's a good thing. So he came back to see me today. He doesn't know about my drinking problem, of course, and he kind of had been supportive with that very much so, and that's why I think we're still friends. So he came back up to see me, and he started talking about his, this new friend again, and the fact that, he wears women's clothing and things.
Okay. Your neighbour does, or your neighbour's new friend?
Neighbours. The ex-neighbour wears.
Okay, excellent, yeah. A lot of people do.
But then he started to go into some detail about things, about what sort of clothes. In fact, he said, today I'm wearing knickers, and he called them pull-ups or something. I don't know what that
is. Hold-ups.
Those are stockings that got a little bit of tape. It means you don't need to wear suzzies. I find they don't really work very well.
Oh, yes, they do.
Okay.
You've got to hike them up quite high.
Hike them up. Okay, so he was telling you that, all right.
Yeah, so I'm kind of sitting here and I'm, still encouraging him to, hope everything goes well with his friends and all peace and love. I haven't got a problem with it.
No.
But then he comes out with, I've ordered some shoes as well, some ladies' shoes. The next time I come up here, I could show them to you.
Okay.
And I said, I thought, I don't really want to see them in my head. Because I've got no issue with him doing whatever floats his boat. But I wondered if he was trying to get me involved in some way. Maybe I was wrong. But,
this is a fascinating one, Alistair. Yeah, maybe he was. Maybe he was trying to get you involved. Maybe he wasn't. I guess the you could have just come out right and said, are you trying to get me involved? I'm slightly confused as to why you're telling me this. This is great that you found this freedom and that you're enjoying it. I just wondered what... I'm making up in my head that you want me to kind of either dress up with you or engage in some kind of sex with you, because if that's what you're suggesting, I ain't into it. And if it's not what you're suggesting, I'm really, really sorry for thinking that, but that's just where my thoughts are going. That would be okay.
Yeah, because it might just be that, I imagine there are very few people he can talk to about this stuff still, because it's all so new.
Well, he hides it from his family.
Right. So he's feeling enthusiastic and he's so relieved that he can talk openly with you that maybe he's oversharing a bit. So it could be that there's nothing in it apart from, look at this, this is a new part of my life and I'm glad I can speak to someone about it. But if you're feeling uncomfortable and he's your friend and he's come an hour to see you, so it suggests that he does think quite a lot of you, say to him, listen, am I reading this wrong?
Just be honest with him, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that, and by the way, I'm fully aware that the dressing up in clothes of the opposite sex doesn't necessarily have to be a sexual thing. I'm just kind of putting myself into I'm verbalising what I imagined Alistair was thinking.
If you're feeling vibes, Alistair, then,
Yeah, you've got to trust your vibes. It's a weird one, isn't it? Because also, everyone is entitled to not feel... threatened is slightly the wrong word, but it's the only one I can think of at the moment. Uncomfortable in their own house.
Yeah.
So you're entitled to not feel uncomfortable in your own house, but also,
you have to be open-minded about sex.
Well, open-minded, I think, is slightly the wrong word. It's like, question why you felt uncomfortable.
I think it was just the detail. Like, he was talking a little bit about how he sees his relationship with this bloke is going to progress.
Yeah.
But he's going to take on the role as a lady, I think.
Okay.
If they sort of become intimate. And he did speak about the fact that he gave him a French kiss.
Okay.
And then it was wonderful and everything. I don't know. I feel bad in a way because maybe I am being just oversensitive and, and I don't think he was trying, you know, looking back. He hasn't crossed the line with me. He's just, as you say...
Here's the thing. Right, I've got it. And I was trying to work out whether this was transphobic or homophobic or whatever, and it's not. It's not because I've got it now. You are well within your rights, particularly within your own home, to say... And the thing that makes me think this isn't transphobic or homophobic is I was going through the scenario with a heterosexual person, and it still works. So you could quite you're allowed to say, and Catherine will check me if I'm wrong on this. Look, this kind of conversation about physical intimacy is actually making me feel a little bit uncomfortable. It's a little bit more detail than I need. I'm glad you found someone. You know, I hope it's great, and I'm happy to kind of hear about how the relationship is progressing, but the physical stuff, actually, I don't want to know that. And I would feel as comfortable saying that to a gay person or a transsexual as I would to a heterosexual person.
Yeah,
if the detail was too intimate for me, I would happily say, I don't really want to know that.
Wonder how your partner would feel about you sharing this level of detail with me, and I'm not sure it's appropriate.
Yeah, you are within your rights to say that. That is not phobic in any way. That is setting safe and healthy boundaries, which you're entitled to do in life. You're particularly entitled to do within your own living room.
Yes, yes.
You know, if there's anywhere that we should be able to feel 100% safe, then it's on our own sofas.
But at the same time, you know, it's flattering that this person feels so comfortable with you that they can talk. Yeah. I mean, it's been years of what it sounds like. It's been years of sort of fighting a feeling, and finally, that's a feeling that they're able to explore. It might be that this is just kind of over exuberance and a rush of relief. But if you're feeling uncomfortable about it, if you were in their position, you would want to know, wouldn't you? You wouldn't want someone to be dreading you coming round in case you tell them too much. So, just remember that person that you've known for all that time.
Or give it a go. No, I don't say that. My tongue is slightly in my cheek, but it's only slightly in my cheek. You know, if maybe give it a go.
So, what was that, Ian, you said the last thing?
I said, give it a go.
For me,
buy some pants. Buy some ladies' pants and put them on.
Well, as I say, I don't have a problem with it, but that isn't my shtick.
Then that's fine. If it's
and not
your shtick,
they're not massively roomy, to be honest.
Then leave your shtick where it is.
Yeah.
Don't try and squeeze your shtick into something as tight and as small
and
as
they
that.
They are getting smaller,
isn't it?
They're getting
isn't
very
it?
Small, pants.
Alistair, thank you for that, mate.
Cheers.
Touchy bye. 03444991000 is the phone number. This is Talk Radio.
A star-crossed soapbox for sailor boys, stable girls.
I'm on the edge.
And stripper grands.
It depends who you're with and it depends on the situation.
Late Night Speech Radio with a difference.
Thank you.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Hello, is that balcony shirt in Uxbridge?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Would you do a racist T-shirt for me if I give you a racist slogan? Would you do one for me, please?
I'm afraid we absolutely can't do racist T-shirts, but we can do sexist or homophobic.
It's really the Asians that I want to shout about on a T-shirt.
Who the hell is that?
03444991000. That's my mate Scott, who's working late tonight.
Yeah, watch out for the secret shopper.
Ooh, yeah! Gotcha! I gotcha! Does homophobic T-shirts. Interesting. I know for a fact that he has had to turn down racist, like proper full-on race. Yeah. People have gone with racist slogans. He's a T-shirt printer. He's great. And he designs all my record covers and things for the label I do. And people are going with like really racist stuff, and he just goes, I can't print that.
He's told me about some of the stuff he's put on hen night t-shirts.
Oh, it's disgusting. He does that. It's disgusting. Good evening, Abby.
Hi.
Hey, Abby, how you doing?
I'm not too bad. Just finished a long day.
Oh, what you been doing today? Tell us about today.
Oh, I've just been working.
Oh, man. My day was long, right? Get this. I had to sit through a pantomime today.
Oh, my God, really? Right.
Yeah. I had to sit through a pantomime. I really enjoyed it, actually. I went with my boys, obviously, and we had a good old laugh, and there was a bit where during the 12 days of Christmas, they chucked out toilet rolls into the audience, and my eldest caught it and lobbed it back on the stage.
Beautiful.
And then my youngest got squirted in the face with a water pistol. So we had a good old time. But get this, right? There were two people in the pantomime that I didn't think were very good. And I was up for one of the roles. I nearly got one of the roles, and then it went this other way for obvious reasons. But there were two people. They weren't very good.
I'm going to tell you something now.
Yeah?
The names,
yeah,
unless they're seasoned performers, yeah, like, and they get, you know, for example, I saw Denise from Five Star,
yeah,
as the fairy Bo Bells. Amazing.
Yeah.
Because she's a singer.
Yeah, yeah.
But often the names are crap, aren't they?
Well, no.
I mean, crap at acting.
Well, no. Because I would have thought that the man, I would have thought you would have been all right. The man, out of the two people. I'm deliberate. I don't want to be mean.
Oh, so just the man.
I don't want to be mean and say...
No, don't.
I don't want to be mean and say who they were. I don't want to be mean and say who they were, so I won't. But two people, I just set the rubbish. And one of them, you could almost see her counting the steps. I'm bad, two,
but
three, four. Da,
da, da. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Well, no.
Someone's hired them.
The game, they should
crap.
Have hired me.
Exactly.
Bill Kenwright should have hired me. My mate Joe Pasquale is going to get me a gig next year. By the way, Joe Pasquale, who I'm now best friends with, I texted Joe Pasquale. He's going to be in the studio early next year. He's coming in the studio, and he's going to get me a job in pantomime next year. So that is happening. Anyway, Abby, what can I do for thee?
I was ringing up to discuss the animal welfare stuff.
Yeah,
yay.
Go on.
I was just reading. I know, it's such a one of them subjects, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm guessing this is to do with the Waitrose thing and the vegan
no.
activists and stuff.
No, there's no news hook.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, basically...
Were you listening?
Well, I was. I caught right at the end.
Okay, right. No, we were just discussing
vegetarianism.
Yeah, just talking about it. No, I don't know what the story is about Waitrose. No, it's nothing to do with that.
Oh, no, when I searched the number, it came up on the webpage. I thought that might be what you were talking about.
Oh, it's on our webpage. No. Oh, God, we're not
regardless
that.
Regardless of that.
Regardless of that. So, just chatting.
I've been a vegetarian, basically, my whole life.
Right.
Never ate meat.
Oh, never?
Oh, really? Because, your parents are veggies, are they?
They were, yeah, when I grew up, yeah. So I've never tried it, apart from the odd cross-contamination in a restaurant.
Yes.
Which I don't take half as seriously as if it was for religious
beliefs. Oh, no, I was a vegetarian. I was a vegetarian for 26 years, and if something got cooked in goose fat or something, and I okay, fine, well, I'd rather it didn't, but, you know, whatever. Okay, so, yes, continuez-vous, s'il vous plaît, madame?
No, I was actually just going to talk about this thing that was on your webpage.
Go on, what is it? What is the story, then? Because I don't know it. What is it?
Oh, this about the vegan activist that says in 40 years they believe that it's going to be total animal liberation. And I think it's completely naive to think that. As a lifelong vegetarian, yeah. I do not... And I've been a chef for the last 10 years, so
yeah.
I've happily cooked prepared meat.
Yeah.
That it's completely naive.
Why?
To think.
Tell me why.
Because being a vegetarian is a choice, the same choice as eating meat.
Yeah.
I do also agree 100% that, yes, we should have better way of looking after these animals. But yeah. I think it's completely naive to think that people are going to stop.
Being a vegetarian is a cop-out, though, isn't it?
Do you think?
Yeah.
Go on, elaborate.
Because you're still engaged in animal cruelty.
To some extent, yeah.
Yeah. So... Well, you are to an extent. I'm assuming you drink milk and you eat cheese and have eggs, so that you are engaged in animal cruelty. So it's a cop out.
I don't eat eggs. I'm just going to throw that one out there, but that is me personally. But as a vegetarian, most vegetarians do, but I don't.
Okay, but you drink milk.
Occasionally, yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm not vegan.
Okay, well,
I eat cheese.
Okay, so you drink milk and you eat cheese. Well, that's incredibly cruel and painful to the cows involved, isn't it?
Yeah, I can believe, I do understand that, but I still think it's, not the same as eating.
Well, no, it is. It's in fact, it's worse than eating meat. Yeah, drinking milk and eating cheese is worse than eating meat.
Right. Okay. I don't really agree with that because
I'm happy to explain
yes,
it.
They are being farmed in a certain
because they
way.
Have their kids. They have babies, and the babies are ripped away. The babies aren't allowed to have their mum's milk. The babies are ripped away from them as soon as they are born. They're then hooked up to machines. And continually injected with chemicals that make them constantly feel like they've just given birth. So it's painful. So yeah, it's a torture. Whereas
I
completely
understand
if they're being,
your argument,
if you're getting
a
bit
of, naive enough to think that it's
if you're getting, well, if you let me finish the point, okay. If you let me finish the point, if you're getting a bit of beef, that animal is being led to death. It has to do the walk of shame to death with all of its friends. Hearing and tests have proven the animals in the queue know what's going on in front. They know what's going on. As soon as they start hearing that stuff, they try and back out of the queue, right? But they go in and bishy bashy boshy, they get the electric shock and then they get killed and they're dead. So they're dead in about 10 minutes, right? Whereas the milk is continuous torture for months, years. And you're cool with that. That's a cop-out.
Okay, I hear your point. But equally, I think cows, yeah, that's one argument. But then if you discuss...
But cows is quite a big argument.
Cows is a big argument. But equally, they pump the cows that are used for meat full of antibiotics. And
but that's why what you're doing is a cop-out.
So you believe that everyone should be vegans?
I'm starting...
Who have an opinion.
Sorry?
On anything to do with that. Do you know what I mean? Who have an opinion in that area.
What? I don't understand that last point.
You can't have an opinion unless you're like a vegan because there's no leg to
No, I didn't. I didn't say that at all. I didn't say you couldn't have an opinion. What? That's crazy.
No, I didn't. I know I didn't mean it like that. I just meant because a vegetarian obviously has some animal product that they're not.
Well, it's got to be. As I'm getting older and older, I'm starting to realise it's got to be all or nothing. Surely, there's no point in going. I'm going to be nice to these animals, but these ones I'm going to put through torture.
I do hear your point.
Come on. You know it, Abby. You know
I do understand your point.
You know
I
it.
Do get it.
You know it.
But equally...
You know it.
I still think...
You know it. You know it. Come on. You know it, Abby. You know I'm right. Abby! Abby, you know I'm right!
I do understand your point. I do get it.
We're drowning in a sea of contradiction. Our lives are meaningless.
I'm just going to go throw my milk in the bin. Just hang on a sec.
Well, no, don't. No, do
you waste it. I mean, they've tortured them for nothing.
Drink it first.
I'm joking.
I love a glass of cold milk. And listen, I'm a walking contradiction. I'm not having a go at you. As I'm getting older and older, I'm starting to think that vegans are actually right. Could I commit to being a vegan? I don't know if I could, Abby. Like I said, I was a vegetarian for 26, 27 years, and I'm sort of now a vegetarian 5 days a week. But that's
a
cop-out.
When I was a kid, we get shipped down to the high street on a Saturday morning to Holland and Barrett to buy in other other shops, obviously, but to go and buy all our soya and all that stuff because it was not readily available.
Yeah.
It was a big commitment 30 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was hard work 30 years ago, wasn't it? It was tough.
You couldn't eat out in restaurants. It wasn't something that was accessible.
It was always either macaroni cheese or pasta bake was what you'd get. It would be the vegetarian option.
Potato pie.
Yeah.
At my friend's house from school because none of the parents knew what to cook me.
Hey, by the way, just I've been eating meat the last couple of Christmases, but one of the great joys of being a vegetarian at Christmas was Marks and Spencer's would do the most amazing, and they just do them at Christmas, and I never knew why. They would do the most amazing nut roasts, really intricate. And people go, "Oh, not most." No. This stuff was amazing. Do they still do those, Abby?
I don't know. I'm not.
She's a chef. She can do her own. But it's better.
I'm not going to lie.
All right, Abby. Listen, hey, nice one. Thank you for bringing that story, and thank you for being a good sport.
No, it's all right. Anytime.
Cheers, my dear. Ta-ta. Bye-bye. 0344-499-1000. Chris, Carl, stay there. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
The Late Night Lip Service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Where exactly is your accent from?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already. Excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.